Hello.
Welcome to the Matchday Podcast, your on-the-go guide to the game. Today, we will look ahead to United's home fixture against the Hammers. Welcome to Mark Froggatt and to Nathan Thomas from the club website. Now, before we talk about West Ham, we must firstly reflect on the Reds' victory at a very, very wet and windy Britannia Stadium. Mark, it was a hard-fought victory, and it was close for most of that match.
Yeah, it was a very, very strange match that was hampered by the conditions, as you say. I was at the Britannia for ManUnited.com, and we kind of get there early, and I went down to pitch side about 2 or 3 hours before kickoff, and as he stood there, the wind was so strong. If you lifted one leg, he might have gone over. It was that bad, and I think you could see that in the game. It was a game of few chances. Not a great deal happened, and I think it was decided by two moments of quality ultimately, and thankfully those went our way.
Yeah, thankfully Ashley Young got on the score sheet. He needs to do that more often, Nathan.
He does, and he showed last night. He's got the quality. I think his all round contribution was great. He might not have had the best cross conversion rate, but he was. One thing that he doesn't do enough is probably put the application in, and when it's not going so good for him, you can sort of tell in his all-round body language. And last night, although it didn't come off for him on all occasions, it did when it mattered, and that was the main thing.
Yeah, that would give him a big lift, won't it? Because he's such a talented player, he's probably yet, by his own admission, to achieve the heights he could at Manchester United.
Yeah, I think you could see what it meant to him in his celebration, because I think people look at Ashley Young and think he's this kind of timid character who doesn't put his all in, as Nathan says, and he's doesn't care that much, but he clearly does, and he scored that goal, and he jumped over the advertising hoardings and was in there with the United fans and got booked, which I think is stupid, is quite harsh, but it clearly means a lot to him, and he is a player of quality, and I thought he made a really good start to his career at United. He had a good kind of opening 4 or 5 months and just kind of tailed off a little bit, but I mean, he's got it in his locker. If he puts in the yards and he puts in the hard work, he can turn it around and hopefully become a real asset for us this season.
I think generally last night it was good to see the all-round, how much it mattered to all the players, because a lot of people sort of undermine the Capital One Cup as a meaningless trophy, whereas it's so competitive now in English football, and if you've got an opportunity to win a trophy, then you should go for it. And I think that really showed last night, in that despite the difficult conditions, it's hard at the Britannia at the best of times, but it was almost biblical rain and hail last night, and I think that they came through that, and they looked like they really wanted to win it. And despite the changes that he'd made, the manager that is, to the side, that can often fragment things, make it difficult, that the lads coped really well, and it was good to see.
The hail was just outrageous. I mean, there was 10 minutes when it was coming down, and it was crazy, as you say, it was biblical. I spoke to Danny Welbeck afterwards in the mix zone, and he said during that kind of storm he was running down the wing with the ball, and he couldn't see where he was going. He said he was blind. He said he knew there was a defender around him, but he didn't have a clue where. And people just couldn't see what was going on. And I think, on Twitter and things, people say, they should be out there playing. This is what we do on Sunday League. But they couldn't see. It's just a fact. And I think the referee made the right call. Kind of interestingly, speaking to Danny and a few of the other lads after the match, you could see, as Nathan was saying, this isn't kind of being treated lightly, this competition this season. They're all desperate to win this. And they've got eyes on silverware, and it's good for us. I think it's going to be good for us in March.
Well, it's set up for an all-Manchester final after we avoided City in a draw. So, I mean, it's always going to be a tough semi-final. West Ham and Sunderland did equally well to get past Chelsea and Spurs, respectively. Happy, though, to draw Sunderland and avoid City, Nathan?
Yeah, I think avoiding City was the main thing. I think, the main issue for me there was going to the Etihad, and we've seen how strong they've been at home this year, and that I think you'd fancy United over one game in a final. We've got the quality to beat them, but over a two-leg game, 180 minutes, especially at the Etihad, where it's so difficult to go to, you'd have had to favour City. But I think now, I think we'll get to the final, and then it's all on the day from there.
Sunderland won't be easy, though, because, they've just beaten Chelsea, so they're clearly no mugs, and they're playing much better football under Gus Poyet. So it's going to be a test, and I think we'll do well to progress.
Well, let's hope we do. It would be nice to get to the final and beat City in that final, wouldn't it? Anyway, back to league matters now, and the visit of West Ham to Old Trafford this weekend. We've got a great record against the Hammers, haven't we, Mark?
We have, yep. They don't often beat us. And it'd be nice to maintain that record this weekend. I'm wary of kind of being putting too much kind of leniency on this record, because we've kind of lost a few records in recent weeks.
I know.
But we've kind of, those two defeats to Everton and Newcastle were blips, I think, and we seem to have turned another corner, and we're doing well. We've got three wins on the trot, three clean sheets, and we're coming back to Old Trafford with confidence. So hopefully we can put in a result and put in a performance and get back on track in the title race.
Yeah, it'd be good to get a performance here at Old Trafford, because we seem to have reserved our best form for away games recently, Nathan.
We do, and it's you know, at times it's difficult to understand, really. I think in the past couple of weeks in particular, one thing that's been particularly refreshing is the performances of the likes of Cleverley, Young yesterday and Welbeck. And I think at times this year, it's been slightly off the boil, which hasn't helped at Old Trafford. And occasionally, you know, if it's not going well and the crowd might be on the back. And, you know, they are only young lads. You know, yeah, they've won league titles, but, you know, they're still relatively new to the setup. And I think as they go on and, you know, build on their momentum, they've played well the past couple of games, that can only help them. Like Froggy said, it's difficult, you know, you don't want to place too much emphasis on records. And, you know, I remember, you know, 10 years or so ago when they beat us around Christmas, 1-0, you know, freak results like this can happen. So I think it's important that, you know, we treat every game with the same gravitas and that, you know, like you say, put a performance at Old Trafford.
Yeah, West Ham haven't had the best of joy in front of goal, have they? They're really missing Andy Carroll, obviously, since buying him. He's barely kicked a ball.
Yeah.
And they're really shot shy and goal shy.
The striker's shy, aren't they? I mean, they released Carlton Cole in the summer and then he seems to come back in November. I mean, I don't know what that conversation was like when they said, Carlton, do you want to come back? But that's kind of how drastic measures have become at Upton Park. But I fancy us on Saturday, I think. Like I say, we've got three clean sheets and a trot. We're looking solid at the back. I think Evans has been superb in the last couple of weeks. Jones as well, wherever he's played, and Smalling's done well as well. So those three, and any of the other defenders for that matter, those against, you know, West Ham's depleted forward line should be solid. And if we can build on that foundation and stick a couple of goals in, we should be beating West Ham quite comfortably.
Yeah, no RVP, obviously, probably no Rooney as well. You know, it's not that long ago we were talking about the reunion of those two star men, and we will be without either.
Yeah, they do seem to be, they can't seem to play together at the minute. You know, either one of them's injured or the other is, or they both are. But as I say, coming back to Welbeck, he was particularly impressive in that number nine role. Against Villa last week, and I would imagine he'll reprise that, you know, against West Ham, particularly with the absence of Van Persie and Rooney.
Maybe Shinji behind him?
Yeah, it's a possibility. I think Hernandez came on last night, didn't he, and played with Welbeck for a bit. And look, you know, it looked good at times, but I think Moyes does like to go with that straight, you know, somebody just in the hole behind the main striker. And I think Kagawa's back now, he was on the bench last night.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, possibly against West Ham we'll use that an opportunity to try that out.
Yeah, Ravel Morrison has had a good season for the Hammers. Interested to see him back at Old Trafford, if he starts, which, given their current situation, he probably will.
I think he will start, yeah. I think Nathan was telling me before we started doing the show that he's their top goal scorer. I mean, admittedly, only 5 goals, but it's still a good achievement for a player of his age as well.
Well, we know his quality
We all know about Ravel and the events that kind of led to his exit. It's a shame he's not a United player at the minute, but that didn't work out. But he's dangerous, and I think we've all seen that this season. He's got bags of talent. He's done it for West Ham. He's done it for England under-21s on numerous occasions. And he looks, you know, like one of the prospects in the country at the minute. So we're going to have to be on our game.
Has he got an outside chance of making the World Cup if he continues?
He's got an outside chance, definitely. Yeah, there's plenty of players in that hole. I think Wilshere, Cleverley, those kind of types are ahead of him, but yeah, he's got a chance, yeah, why not?
Yeah, talented player. And it's the start of a busy period, isn't it, Nathan? If we can start putting back-to-back league wins together, suddenly we'll shoot up that table and it won't be looking so bleak.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, we had a couple of, you know, disappointing results at the start of December, but, you know, as the fixtures come thick and fast, if you're suddenly picking up your wins in those games, and like you say, suddenly the league table completely alters, and not only does it, you know, bring points, which is obviously the main thing, but it brings momentum and confidence. And, you know, that is the ultimate thing. This United seem to have, in the past couple of games, just slightly more self-belief in themselves, that, you know, that they can dismantle teams as they have done, whereas that might have been lacking in earlier games of the season. And, you know, games at home against West Ham, you know, where United really should be picking up 3 points, suddenly become even more important to build that momentum as we go into Christmas.
I think it's important to maintain composure. I think it's very easy to get carried away and panic, and naturally so, when we're 10 or 12 points behind in December, but we've seen our season. I mean, Arsenal have lost, you know, a couple of times. They're well capable of losing. City, who appear to be the standout team, they've lost quite a few away games. Chelsea aren't the same force that they were under Mourinho and are going through trouble. So every team's going to lose. And I think the gap is going to close. I think we'll be well placed come January or February.
Do you enjoy this period of the year? Lots of games over Christmas?
I don't enjoy working them. I enjoy watching them. But no, it's good. This is where it kicks in. And I think this is the season now, isn't it? When it's two games a week, three games a week. And fans love it, yeah. Especially Boxing Day. Boxing Day is a great fixture.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, let's now hear from a former Manchester United and West Ham United goalkeeper as Roy Carroll speaks exclusively to the United Uncovered podcast.
Yeah, I've seen a few games at West Ham. They got a good result there, same as Manchester United last night. And in the Carling Cup, beating Spurs again. I think it's the second time they've beaten this season. So West Ham, they always... Do really well against the big teams, and I remember the time when I was at West Ham and we went up to Old Trafford and we won 1-0 this day in the Premier League with Tevez scoring. So it's one of those games Manchester United have to be ready for, because West Ham's always up against the big boys and always want to win against these teams.
Do you think that win during the week took a little pressure off the manager?
Pressure. Manager's always under pressure in England. It's a difficult job to be in as a manager, and I think the main thing is to stay in the Premiership. And it showed with my old team, Wigan, who won the FA Cup and they ended up getting relegated. I think the players would like to stay in the Premiership, but I think it's all about the Premiership. It's where the money is for the teams, and I think that's the main thing, to stay in the league. And I think Big Sam has to keep doing what he's done for Bolton and keep West Ham up.
Yeah, how would you compare your time at both clubs between Man United and West Ham?
My 4 years at Manchester United was great. You know what I mean? Okay, most games I played in was my last year at Manchester United, and I enjoyed myself. But it was time to move on, because Sir Alex told me the truth. You know what I mean? He's the man who tells you the truth. He says, I won't forget him right about football. So I was 27 years old. I wanted to move on and play football, and I decided to move to West Ham. But things happened at West Ham off the field, and it didn't work out for me. And it's one of those things. But it's all about football. When you get knocked down, you build yourself back up again. And that's what I'm trying to do. And I'm doing it out in Greece, and I'm enjoying myself right here.
Yes, I was just going to say, is life good out there? And I'm sure the weather's a bit better.
Yeah, it's a bit cold today. You know what I mean? It's 15 degrees. It's getting colder. So
you can't complain too much.
it's a different lifestyle. It's more relaxing night. But the fans at Olympiacos made me feel welcome, and I'm enjoying every minute of it. My family's loving it out here. The kids are going to good school, English school, and it's a different lifestyle. That's what it's all about. More relaxing, and everybody's enjoying themselves out there. So hopefully my contract's up at the end of the season. I'm hoping to get another contract out in Olympiacos and see what happens.
And that's it. Good luck to Manchester United against West Ham. My thanks to Mark Froggatt, to Nathan Thomas, and to you guys at home for listening too. Don't forget, you can keep up to date with the champions on manunited.com, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram.